Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Eldon Auker. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rabbit Warsler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Markham. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Johnny Markham. And now, play ball. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox takes first base on ball four. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran takes first base on ball four. Fox moves to second. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer strikes out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Johnson. Greenberg reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Cochran goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Tigers. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Greenberg moves to third. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Kramer reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Tigers, 2, Athletics, 2. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker strikes out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Warsler reaches second base with a double. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Warsler moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg fields the ball and throws to Auker covering. Safe. Warsler scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Goslin. Moses reaches second base with a double. Markham moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Markham scores. Moses scores. It's 5-2, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-2, Athletics. Clyde Hatter now pitching. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 0-for-1 in the game. Higgins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Fox strikes out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Markham strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Moses hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Berry moves to third. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Kramer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Berry scores. Moses moves to second. It's 8-2, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenberg strikes out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goslin hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Berry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Tigers 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Hugh Shelley now playing left field. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-2 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox moves to second. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Warsler takes first base on ball 4. Fox moves to third. McNair moves to second. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. McNair scores. Warsler moves to third. It's 10-2, Athletics. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Markham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker. Markham reaches second base with a double. Warsler scores. Berry moves to third. It's 11-2, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Berry scores. Markham moves to third. Moses moves to second. It's 12-2, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Markham scores. There goes Moses trying to get to home. Shelley throws the ball into Cochran, who tags Moses, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Kramer moves to second. Two outs. It's 13-2, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox takes first base on ball 4. Kramer moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Paul Richards now catching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Warsler fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Clyde Hatter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 13-4, Athletics. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cochran hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 13, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Riber now catching. Flea Clifton now playing third base. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a line drive towards third. Clifton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Warsler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warsler moves to second. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Markham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Warsler scores. Richards moves to second. It's 14-4, Athletics. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clifton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 4 RBIs. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Richards scores. Markham moves to second. It's 15-4, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hugh Shelley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Greenberg moves to second. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 2 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walker strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 15, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Fox. Fox reaches second base with a double. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Higgins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 16-4, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clifton fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Warsler hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a fly ball into left field. Shelley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 16, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Flea Clifton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clifton hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Clifton reaches second base with a double. Clyde Hatter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hatter hits a pop-up towards short. McNair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox strikes out. Two outs. Frank Riber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clifton scores. It's 16-5, Athletics. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 3 in the game. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards third. Higgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 16, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Markham hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 5 for 5 in the game, with 4 singles and a double. He's got 5 RBIs. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Markham moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Markham moves to third. Kramer moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double, a home run, and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Markham scores. Kramer scores. Johnson moves to second. It's 18-5, Athletics. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Higgins hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ryber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. McNair hits a fly ball into left field. Shelley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 18, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hugh Shelley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shelley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Shelley hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 18, and the Tigers 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Warsler hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Clifton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Paul Richards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richards is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Richards hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Markham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Markham is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Markham hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Ryber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 18, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Flea Clifton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clifton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Clifton hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. JoJo White pinch hits for Clyde Hatter. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White strikes out. 2 outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 18, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.